You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off the show with how the markets have been moving, like trying to get a sense of what's been moving those markets. I'm joined on the line by wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, Skulk Lowe, to take a look at the market movements. Skulky, good evening. Lovely to speak to you.
Lovely to speak to you as well, Jimmy. What a day again. I mean, we've been making a habit of this green days for us.
Huh? That's it, right? Well, and we take the good wins. I mean, 18.25 is not 17 Rand, but it is getting closer.
It's getting closer, and I think, you know, driving it. I mean, we are seeing some dollar weakness today, so I think that, you know, should be taken into consideration. But I think the giant over the past 2 days, or let's call it the market stealer, market news stealer, because you know, for listeners out there, today was supposed to be just a, you know, dead news, no news day. We know it's the 4th of July, Independence Day in the US. I think they're making a long weekend out of it. So we were expecting it to be, you know, very, very, very quiet today. But again, second day in a row where we've seen the PGMs steal, you know, basically being the star of the dish. I mean, Amplats today up another 3%, Impala Platinum 2.6%, Northern Platinum 1.8%, Sibanye-Stillwater another close to 2%. Now, let's bring this to the past two-day movements for Amplats, 11.5%, Impala Platinum close to 11%, Northern Platinum 8.5%, and the struggling Sibanye, I mean, 12.4%. In 2 days. This is crazy movements that we've seen in a matter of 48 hours. So I think this might be something. I mean, somebody, you know, asked me during the course of the day, is this just a sort of a once-off movement? What's happening? We'll be seeing some movement in the platinum price and the palladium prices, but, you know, what could be driving this? And I think we need to look at not just at you know, today or yesterday. I mean, I said 2003 was the strangest year, you know, for PGMs. And why I'm saying this, when you look at, and yeah, I'm using data provided by, you know, the World Platinum Investment Council, 2023, we had, you know, the total demand, you know, it saw a remarkable surge of 25% year-on-year growth, you know, reaching over 8 million ounces, million ounces. When we look at the supply side, that plummeted, you know, to the second lowest figure that we've seen since 2013, you know, only just surpassing the 7.1 million ounces. So you know, my layman's, you know, economics 101 look at this. You know, when you step into your economics class, they teach you 101, you get supply and demand. You know, when demand surpasses the supply side, naturally prices should go up and the inverse should happen. That didn't happen last year. We actually had one of the worst years, you know, for platinum and palladium, even rhodium prices. And that in an environment where you know, we've actually had quite a decent amount of demand. So I think the chickens are coming, you know, home to roost. Remind me, I'll tell you something about the chickens as well, Jimmy, but the chickens are coming home to roost. I think there's a few investors out there that, you know, what I say, how do you find out somebody is swimming without a bathing costume or swimming costume while you wait for the tide to move out? I think there's a few people short, and they're getting squeezed like they've never been squeezed before. I think it's going to continue.
Oh, Skulk, I love your analogies. I'm hoping you have a chart for this, because I like the analogies. I really enjoy the charts as well, and I'd be interested to compare that chart of the PGM performance with the demand or the Tesla price chart, because the only thing that was different between last year and 2003 was the fact that last year we were on a big EV drive and electric vehicles are going to replace combustion engines, and therefore platinum has no more use and catalytic converters don't exist anymore and all of that. And somehow this year we've gone very quiet on that front. So I'd be interested to see how the data compares where we look at other metals or new energy metals in comparison to PGMs, because that certainly is going to give us an idea of what's been moving on that side. But I want to look at some local counters as well. You mentioned the PGM guys, and I had a chat with David Shapiro yesterday to say when the markets start to move, they're not going to give anyone a heads up around them moving. I mean, to your point on 12% in 2 days, the markets aren't going to necessarily just be like, hey, we're about to start moving, get your positions in. But you're starting to see it creep in everywhere. I mean, I'm looking at something like City Lodge, which for the longest time has been very, very quiet and is now suddenly quietly moving along and creeping up. How do you now sit within the market and say, okay, if the market is going to start moving, it doesn't matter whether it starts now or starts in 2 months from now, how do you then position yourself as an investor, as a portfolio manager, to identify what looks good and what's been undervalued?
I'm going to give you the boring answer first, because I really live by the saying that it's about, you know, time in the market and not timing the market. That said, our market, I mean, you and I have been discussing it. We've been debating it. I mean, our market, and when I say our market, the South African market, you know, is extremely cheap. Even with the recent movement, you know, upward. I mean, we're not trading at you know, a 9 PE multiple anymore. But still, a let's call it 10, 11 times, you know, PE is still extremely cheap. It's cheap when you compare it to our average, you know, 20-year average of about 15 times PE. You mentioned City Lodge. I mean, City Lodge, this is one of these companies that they've been selling off some of these loss-making hotels. So they've been looking at the debt levels. They came through COVID. You know, we know it was a struggling company. Naturally, nobody was traveling. But there was just no interest, because we had the scenario where the foreigners were net sellers of our you know, equities. Thrown to the mix, we had a change in Regulation 28 of the Pension Fund Act, where suddenly the local fund managers could increase their offshore holding from 30% to 45%. And you can see, you know, the large managers, how they actually repatriated money from South Africa to abroad as well. Now, suddenly, that's changed. I mean, we had this government of national unity, the cabinet has been announced, and suddenly with the foreigners, we've seen some serious buying over the past 2 weeks. These little companies are suddenly attracting quite a bit of interest, because they're looking healthy, their debt levels is not looking too bad, and they're growing their earnings. I think, you know, if you ask me, Skulk, I mean, do I think that this is sort of just a flash in the pan, or maybe the start of something, you know, bigger? I think we still got, you know, quite a bit upside, you know, looking at South African equities.
Certainly lots of upside ahead, lots to be positive about, but as Skulk said, time in the market, not timing the market. We'll leave it at that as always. Thanks for the time, thanks for the insights. Lovely speaking to you, Skulk Lowe, wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, on how the markets have been moving throughout the day.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.